items that are free from members' attention. Joe does very well to send around all of these statements and things in the meantime. So it's not to work during the actual meeting, they've got time during the meeting.
I heard this magically really seem to be, whether the word struggling or coping, are our other investment fund managers quite so pessimistic and downturn, or is it just magically which seems to be coming through with, on the face of it, look really quite bad appalling figures?
I did outline earlier the different performances of our different investment managers. The reason we're having responses from Megedi particularly is that under the MiFID II directive, they have an obligation to, as investment managers, to report when investment portfolio falls by 10% and then by every 10 percentage points thereafter. So because of the fall in the stock exchange, Megedi's fall has been slightly more dramatic than some of the others. So they're not doing any worse than any of the others. They are demonstrating compliance with regulatory requirements by reporting to us. I'm bombarding you, I'm afraid, at the moment with information about markets, but that's just because I'm being bombarded with it, and I think it's really important that you as a committee are aware of everything that's happening and the assurance that our fund managers are doing the best that they can in the circumstances that they've got to deal with the situation, but keeping us informed.
Okay. I'll note down here, updates on new investment report.
Update on the new investment report. That might be to do with the investment strategy working that we've been doing. Yes, so at the last committee meeting we had a discussion about moving our investments from growth assets into income assets, and we talked about the various different asset classes, which you'll see in the minutes. At the May Pension Fund Committee meeting, which is on the 27th of May, which is our first Wednesday meeting, so I encourage you all to come along to that one, thank you. We will be receiving another presentation from Hymans in terms of what the next stages are and how we take that investment strategy moving forward. And then in the afternoon, they are proposing to bring a fund manager or fund managers who deal in those new potential asset classes for us to deliver a training session on those new asset classes, so you get from the fund manager's perspective what they mean, what they can do for us, and how they can work. Obviously, all of this is predicated on travel arrangements and etc. But the plan is this is how we will take it forward. If it means we do it virtually, then we'll do it virtually and we'll try and do it in a more conducive atmosphere. But developments are ongoing and work is continuing behind the scenes.
Thank you. Sorry.
When we look at the access dates and the date of the 15th of June, is that not a day after, if the festival goes ahead, have we got people coming to the mainland to their meeting? That's not
this is us travelling off of the island.
Yeah, so that money, because as we know, ferry tickets and stuff like that are horrendously expensive that weekend. Having a constant eye on the public purse. I wouldn't like to encourage anybody, but if you want cheap ferry tickets, I've got the count. It's 48 quid per ticket. I'd go cheaper than the council, which is a bit worrying, really, isn't it? Okay. But no, I'm just very conscious that those days, I would hate to think that we're travelling and making a stupid amount of money to do so.
Okay, thanks.
Right, quickly then, we'll move on to item 9. Any members' questions?